the show. You're still listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, but recorded here at 312 Main Street, because I don't want to get stuck on the mountain again. We are on the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples, which belong to the Squamish, the Musqueam, Tsleil-Waututh, and Quakequitlam. And yeah, you're still on CJSF. This is still the art show. This is still me, Jim Gradowski, your humble host, as always. Let me tell you a little bit what you just heard. That was Cherry Pick with Days. You can catch them over at Bully's Friday night with Kidnap the Candyman, Disposable Disguise, and Tablespoons. 8 p.m. for that one there. Doors at 7, tunes at 8:30, so come on down. Before that, you heard Shearing Pinks with Suddenly Sound. That was their demo recording. That was off their collection. When you have no taste, you can do anything. All in caps, so take that as you will. And starting off that set, Cheering Pinks you can catch at the Fake Jazz at the Toast Collective with a slew of bands, such as, well, groups or performers. Again, at the Toast Collective, Friday night, John Brennan, Chris Corsano, Violet Lee, and Kay Burwash, along with some DJs and some cool times there for at the Toast Collective. Also, that was TJ Felix starting off that set with Sometimes I Feel Like I Get Drunk Alone in the Park for Nothing off their collection Maladjustment. You can catch them over at Green Auto with What, Pooched, and KMVP Friday night, $20, 7 p.m. for that one there. And this brings on to the wonderful world of Saturday. Going back to New Westminster here at Bully's Studios, we have Destiny Bond, Planet on a Chain, New Sweat, and Smother. You have Destiny Bond coming in from Denver, Colorado, and Planet on a Chain from Oakland, California. You know they're going to rock because they're from Denver and Oakland. Oakland always brings the noise. Every Oakland band I've heard has really been something. So don't be afraid to go check that out. It's over. It's going to be a hardcore night, thrashcore, all that jazz. It's going to be loud. Wear your protection. It's good for you. That's, again, over at Bully's at 67th 6th Street in New Westminster. $20, 6 p.m. at the door. Then over at the Rickshaw Theater, we have a band together, the BC Children's Hospital fundraiser with Brass Camel, Ben Sinister, Uncle Strut, Spendo, Bleeko's Nuclear Disco, and Tess Anderson. You got doors at 7 p.m. for that one. Music's at 7:45. Tickets are $25 there. It's going to be a proceed, of course, to benefit the Children's Hospital. If you're able to, go donate blood. They're always able to in need of blood. And there's a little promotion where you get some ice cream or something. I don't know how I did it. I don't know. I should have asked when I was there, giving them my sweet, sweet blood. Getting a needle in your arm to get the blood out. The feeling never gets old. But I digress. Band Together, Children's Hospital fundraiser, the Rickshaw, Saturday night, 7 p.m. Check it out. Still Saturday, back at Redgate here at 1965 Main Street. Saturday night, you have Sissy XO doing the album release. It's going to be a cyber grindcore night. So it's going to be along with Terrifying Girls High School, Pet Retina, and Lord Rot, all from our own backyard here in Vancouver. So check it out. It's going to be a noisy night. So it's going to be, again, earplugs, always a good thing. I wear them at work, honestly, because plates are loud and people yelling. My chef is a hell of a set of a pipes on her, and God bless her. She loses her voice every week. Anyways, don't need to lose your hearing. Enjoying some good music there. Always wear earplugs. Drink water. Take care of your friends. And mosh, respectively. Don't be doing any flying high kicks here. Read the room, buddy. Anyways, I digress. Saturday night, Redgate, Sissy XO, Terrifying Girls High School, Pet Retina, and Lord Rot. We'll hear some music from Lord Rot shortly in this next chunk here, so don't miss that here. If you're looking for some... No, I don't know what that one is, so we're going to skip it here. That's a little slice of Saturday night here. One more added to the pile here. The Exit Strategy, they're playing alongside Human Entity and... over at the Painted Ship in the West Side, just near McDonald's and Broadway here. Go check it out. We're going to play some music from them in two in the next little bit here from their session over at CITR. Shout out to our homies over at CITR, over at UBC, CFRO. Also holding down the community radio vibe here in Vancouver. So lots of cool alternative radio to be experienced here. And I'm glad you're listening here at CJ 7 FM with me, Jay Brodowski. Lots of music coming your way. Let's get into it. Starting off our set here is going to be some music from Lord Rot. It's going to be the beefy.
That's what they did. They killed my life from me, Marv. Everyone thinks I'm fucking dead. My wife and children think I'm dead.
Can you please put down the gun?
Marv, just tell me. Did they hold a funeral?
Yes.
Take a birthday on the ladder, let the world
Welcome back, dear listener. You just heard a nice little mix there. Let me tell you a little bit about it. Finishing off that set, a beefy little set, mind you. That was the Exit Strategy with Oh God after a live recording last year at CITR. You can catch them over at the Painted Ship Saturday night with Human Entity and Matthew Presidente. Also in that mix, you heard a Destiny Bond. They're coming in from Denver, Colorado. They're going to be playing alongside Planet on a Chain from Oakland, California, along with two localing support bands, New Sweat and Smother. It's going to be a hardcore, thrashcore, very beefcore night for everyone there. So thrash responsibly. It's over at Bully's Studio Saturday night, 6 p.m. Doors at 6. I'm guessing shows at 7. I don't know. Go over there and find out. Check it out. Also, in that mix of that very hardcore mix, you heard Lord Rot. That was their track Radiation Dust featuring Cleaver and Seasons Worn. Coming in with that somber intro there. I hope you enjoyed that beefier selection of tunes for Saturday night there. So, and now we have the natural conclusion of moving on to Sunday, dear listener. We start off going back to the Rickshaw Theater with Slaughter Beach, Dog, and Sun June all doing their respective things over there. You got tickets there for sale, I'm sure, at a reasonable cost. We'll be hearing some music from Sun June for this one here. I was checking them out earlier. They're quite nice. Kind of my flavor right now, some mellow going here. One of the tags they wrote for their music here was Regret Pop. Yeah, feel that, bro. So check it out. Well, that is Slaughter Beach, Dog, and Sun June at the Rickshaw Theater Sunday night. Check it out. Next up, over at Lanaloo's, this is the after party to the punk rock flea market they're doing earlier that day on Sunday over at Lanaloo's. There'll be a bunch of bands featuring Counterpoint, The Bodies, Philly Roach, Dusty Pines, and Mr. Awesome. $15 at the door, and everyone's out by 11. So yeah, all ages. But yeah, come inside, get some grub, get the pierogies. Sunday night at Lanaloo's for the punk rock flea market after party. Check it out. DJ Shadow, one of the most premier, or at least influential, big time turntablists, coming to grace our fine, fair, fun little city here at the Vogue Theater Tuesday night at 7 p.m. That'll be really sick. Holly is backing them up here. Yeah, I mean, I remember the first time I heard Introducing, I got the CD from one of my co-workers at my restaurant when I was 16. Shout out Cody Odette, my fellow line cook back in the day at S. Those were the days. Lending me this, along with some other stuff like Sage Francis and some other cool hip-hop, and along with like a... No, it wasn't Aesop Rock. Anyways, I digress. DJ Shadows coming in. Action Adventure Tour. It's going to be sick because DJ Shadow will be sick. It's the Vogue Theater Tuesday night. Doesn't sound like it's sold out, but yeah, it's all ages too, so bring your kids. Moving on, Sunday night at the Red Gate, we have Hallelujah Hailu with St. Khaled and Kurz doing the thing alongside Play Pen Pops. That'll be the sound. We'll hear some music from them in just a little bit here. That's going to be doors at 7? Who knows? Probably 7? Maybe 8? Yeah. Anyways, check it out. Also, Sunday night at the Heatley, another night of slow-going country music-ing flavors to hit you up and warm your cudgels of your heart. Sunday night at the Heatley, Ian Badger, Etienne Tremblay, and Leah Barley all doing their respective folksy guitar blues stuff. And yeah, that'll be really cool and really friendly and really comfortable. And yeah. Oh, I forgot to mention this for Saturday. My bad. Bill Can, My Name is Dell, and Muppet Boys also doing the thing at the Green Auto at 1822 Pandora Street. 7 p.m. for that one, I guess. Yeah, should be cool here on the show. We're going to just plow through the next 10 or so minutes of music and time at the same time, because that's how it works. Music is to decorate your time, while a painting is to decorate your eyes. Someone once said somewhere, I don't know. Anyways, we're going to start off with some music here from Sun June. This is 16 Riders off their album, Bad Dream Jaguar. Yeah.
so need no shoes on your feet. Jump in the van and leave the city. We'll pick up some friends, old and new. Stories to tell, I'm sure we'll make a few.
Get out of here on some music from my name is Del. It's gonna be their track, Do You Really Want to Love Her? Don't miss the show. My name is Del Fantastic. They're playing with Bill Can and Muppet Boy Saturday Night at Green Auto. But you also heard Lay Barley with Mountains, Sunday Night at the Heatley, 7 p.m. And at the top of that set, you heard 16 Riders from Sun June, Sunday Night at the Rickshaw Theater with Slaughter Beach and Dog. This has been me, Jib Gradowski. Stay well, stay cool, stay fine, stay warm, and free Palestine. Thank you.
personally, that's not pretty good. Spread it out in a very different
way. But what James had to do with the
you're talking about this common amount of Syrians and Hawaii. I've been living in Mexico for about 2 years, waiting for a local contract to land until the expire. Because they closed the national office. I was in Texas, I was in Texas.